Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy, how are you?
Excellent, thanks. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks. Thanks so much for joining us on the show today. You know, I've been noticing recently that there's been a lot of media attention about the rise in fake antivirus software. Is this something that ESET has been seeing as well?
Yeah, it's actually kind of a bit of a sore point for us. It's become a really huge problem. You know, I was just reading on the Tech Herald, Steve Reagan wrote an article that Rogue Antivirus earns almost $34 million a month.
Wow.
And, you know, it's something that sometimes our users ask us about. They say, what happened? You didn't catch this program. But according to Dark Reading, there's 640,000 new variants of fake antivirus just in the third quarter of the fiscal year. So, you know, we can catch a bunch of them, and if we miss a small percentage, it's still a lot of them. And all of the antivirus companies are struggling with this. It's a big, big problem. And the most effective defense really is education. People have to understand what they're looking at.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what are they, or what should they be looking for, and why the recent spike?
Well, it's actually been growing for quite a long time. I don't think the spike is recent. I think it's been coming on for quite a while. And what happens is the bad guys realize that security companies are making money. And it's a lot easier to make money selling a security product that doesn't do anything than actually make it do something. And so you've got these fake products that claim to do something, and they use intimidation oftentimes to sell the product. So a user will go to a web page and it'll say that it's scanning their computer for threats. And what they have to realize is if they did not consent to having their computer scanned, it's just a picture, it's just a video, it's not actually happening. And so the fake antivirus, you know, it comes up and says they found all these threats on your computer, and it's just a lie. It's completely not true. And they say to clean them off, you need to download and buy this program.
So what's the best way, I guess, to spot the fake antivirus software? Where can consumers go or businesses go to make sure that what they're purchasing is legitimate?
Well, they should never buy a product, I think, if it's not either tested by a virus bulletin or certified by ICSA Labs or West Coast Labs, who has checkmark certification. You want to look and see that the company is actually certified or tested by one of these three organizations. You can also check and see if they're tested by avcomparatives.org or avtest.org. You know, they're not out there testing the bad guys. They're testing legitimate products. So you want to look for these organizations to endorse the products, not in terms of we think this is a good product, but say, you know, we know that we're testing something legitimate anyway. So that's one of the big keys to it. Typically, if you do a Google search on the name of whatever product is trying to install on your computer, if it's a fake one, you're going to find a lot of hits telling you this is bad stuff. And sometimes they make it really hard to escape the web page. You click cancel or no, and it keeps coming back and coming back. And you need to learn how to use Task Manager to end the process, in which case it's Internet Explorer, iExplorer.exe, or Firefox, or whatever the name of your browser is, and just end it and get out of there. But you don't want to click on the file and save it or buy it.
With the amount of fake AV that's out there, do you think there are a small number of groups behind all of these rogue antivirus solutions, or do you think that there are a lot of different people behind these?
I expect there's quite a few different people behind these. I mean, there's probably a couple hundred different families of these threats out there, and there's a lot of criminals out there that are happy to steal money. So, you know, if someone sees something making money, they're going to copycat it as quick as they can.
Right. Do you know off the top of your head, is there a handful of these rogue antivirus software that seem to be dominating the market? Any names that we should warn our listeners about?
You know, I'm not sure if any are dominating, and I hate going for names because they get popular, they'll just change the name. And
right, exactly.
It's better for consumers to understand the concepts because then they can avoid all 200 plus families of this malware instead of looking out for the name of one. It doesn't matter what the name is if you've done your homework and you've gone and checked and see, you know, is this a certified product? Has it been tested by Virus Bulletin? That's really crucial.
Absolutely. No, that certification is definitely key, and I think that's a good point for our listeners to be aware of when they're looking for antivirus software to help protect their PC against malware. Do you expect we're going to start seeing more of this, or do you think as consumers and users become more aware of the fake antivirus, you know, if there's no money in it, I can't see the bad guys continuing down this route, or do you think that we're, you know, going to see a bit more of this in the near term?
I think it'll be a long time before we have enough people educated enough that there's no money in it. So it's going to be here for quite a while to come.
Right. Well, Randy, thanks so much for, you know, discussing this topic with us. Obviously, it's an issue that the listeners need to be aware of to help protect themselves against. If you have any other questions about fake antivirus, or if you're unsure if the antivirus you're using or about to purchase is fake, feel free to email Randy and ask him a question at askeset@eset.com. And feel free to follow the ESET research team on Twitter at ESET Research for the latest updates. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams.